So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
There's a hot link place that I used to eat at way back in the day.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ah, it is 5 o'clock. Shout out to you, Lovey. that damn thing gets me every time.
I love that one.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. And the latest is... Yo ass, if y'all have work, need to be here. Here, Buffalo Wild Wings. Here in spring, make your way on out here. This is a great place to get your Thursday started off right. TV's all over the place. You still got a chance to win prizes. I see a room full of beers, drinks, margaritas being handed out. My man got one. I got you too. Cheers to you. Wings, food all over the place. If you want to watch the Cowboys, my man Ben here, he is ready to go, baby. He got his Parsons jersey on. Don't let it go. He is ready to go, baby. You want to watch the Cowboys and the Lions? Plenty of TVs here. Big Thursday night football game that you can watch. NBA up here as well. Maybe there's a TV you want to sneak some hockey on. I'm not sure. Maybe the Stars are playing. I don't know. But plenty of TVs here at Buffalo Wild Wings and a great spot to kick off your Thursday night. I want to get right to it, Clint, because the injury, I talked about it yesterday, Clint, the injury list is going to be really important. I thought a lot more for the Chiefs because of the injuries that they – what are you smiling at?
Why are you messing with old buddy in the Parsons jersey, man?
What?
I mean, why let him wear his jersey, man?
I said he's wearing the Cowboys jersey. He's still wearing it. What's wrong, man? He still loves Micah.
Why can't you just let that man wear his jersey,
I'm letting
man?
Him wear it.
You
got to
make wisecracks. Why you got to make wisecrack when he walks off, man?
I really don't think that was a wisecrack. I just said he still got his Parsons jersey on. He's got his Cowboy jersey on.
You said hang on to it or don't let it go or something.
Yeah, don't let it go.
Hey, man. Glory hole.
Hey, man, he paid good money for that Parsons jersey.
He ain't like Tyler. He don't buy a Mills jersey and then leave it hanging in the damn closet for 2 years.
Still can't believe he didn't wear it to that Tennessee game.
I really couldn't find it. I looked everywhere.
T-shirt. You didn't just lost it mentally.
You lost a damn jersey, a $200 jersey?
I guess. Seriously tore my house apart. Anyway.
Listen.
Fire!
Again, thank you, Davis Mills, for all you've done, but we got to move past this.
What about Parsons?
David Mills. Davis Mills, sorry.
To playing tonight. But from the injury front, you thought it would be really big to follow for the Chiefs, but I think the Texans have now jumped in this in a major way. One, we kicked off the news today with the Texans now going to be without Tim Settle, the defensive tackle. He had foot surgery, and he is being placed on season-ending IR. So he is done for the year, and that is a big loss right there in the middle. So, one, that's a big thing. And then here recently in the last hour or so, Kamari Lassiter reports is that he is sidelined with a foot injury, second straight day. And while it is regarded as something that isn't season-ending, but his availability for Sunday's game is up in the air, courtesy of Aaron Wilson and his report. Also, to go along with that, Clint, they have added another corner in Jamarcus Ingram off waivers from the Bills. So that in part kind of, at least if you're looking at different moves off of it, makes you wonder if this is something a little bit more serious than maybe we thought. He is still going to try to give it a go and play on Sunday. Tomorrow will be a big thing to watch, but we know they're going to be without Tim Settle the rest of the way. They could be without Kamari Lassiter in this game, too.
Well, I mean, look, let's talk about the one that we know for sure. The Tim Settle injury inside is big, right? I mean, if there is a weak spot on this defense, it's inside guard, center guard. It's the defensive tackle positions, right? And when you look at guys that can anchor down, can eat a double team, you look at guys that can hold the line of scrimmage, Tim Settle is the biggest one there. Foley Fatakasi's already injured. Kurt Heinisch has been out. And so you just – when it comes to bigger-bodied defensive linemen that can hold the line of scrimmage, man, you are really thin. Losing Tim Settle is going to hurt. Losing Tim Settle is going to hurt. The other guys you have, Mario Edwards, solid player. Been a lot more than what you thought he would be since he came here. But he's more of a penetrator that's specific to D'Amico's defense. You know, get skinny, penetrate, and wreak havoc in the backfield. I don't know if he's a guy that can play additional reps because the numbers are down and be that guy that can hold the line of scrimmage. Also, you look up, obviously, Tommy Togiai has been a guy that is built to be a double-team, hold-the-line-of-scrimmage guy. Can he do it for an extended period of time? He's not
and
the biggest.
And more reps and more time out there, yeah.
Yeah, he's not the biggest guy out there. And so you just look interior-wise on this defensive line. I think going in with Tim Settle, you got to think offenses were going to attack us inside that defensive line to stay away from the edge guys anyway. And so now you don't have Tim Settle. You got to believe that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to come in and try to run the ball downhill early.
At the very least, it throws off your rotation, right?
Yep.
And now Mario Edwards and Tommy Togiai are going to be called on to do more and play more potentially, and we'll see what they do practice squad-wise or whatever, but that's a big deal. But then also Kamari Lassiter. To me, Clint, I know D'Amico is next man up, and I'm sorry, if Kamari Lassiter isn't able to go, and just by looking at the reports, I think that is at least on the table. If he isn't able to go, Clint, I would imagine this at least at some point has to change a little bit of what D'Amico and Burke want to do with this defense on Sunday.
Well, look, I think it changes a lot. I mean,
so you do. You think it does change
game
plan, how they run defense.
Well, if Kamari can't go, it flat out changes the way you play defense. Kamari Lassiter is a absolute tone setter for this football team. Good to have Jalen Petrie back. Maybe Jalen Petrie can handle a little bit of that, him and Will. But when you look at it between Will Anderson and Kamari Lassiter, they set the tone for this team. Azeez Al-Shaair, obviously, is in the middle. He does it as well. But when you talk about guys that play with rare energy, rare finish, rare physicality, I think, again, Azeez, Will, and Kamari. And when you lose a corner that brings that to the table, D'Amico Ryans is on record this week talking about he's the best corner in the game when it comes to playing with physicality, playing to run, rushing the passer, playing physical, finishing. You lose that, it hurts, right? So it changes, you know, obviously what your secondary looks like. But I think he's the thermostat of the room a lot of the times in that secondary.
Coverage-wise, does it change?
Absolutely.
It changes, so it does?
Yeah, absolutely, man. You lose the versatility that he brings to the table, and you definitely – look, I mean, I've had questions about Kamari Lassiter's speed since he got here, and I think if you put him on a clock, we'd probably all realize there probably is a difference in speed. But game speed on the grass, he has no problem. And so when you flip that and you put a backup, a reserve corner out there, again, against this coordinator, this quarterback, and the speed that Kansas City has, you could have some problems. So I'm more worried about Tim Settle because we know he's out this week, and we know that's a weak spot if there is one on this defense. But the Kamari Lassiter injury could be a major problem.
That's the one. A lot of the guys, Will Anderson, D'Anico Autry, Trent Brown, who we spoke to earlier, Woody Marks, another big one, they all returned to practice. They were limited. But it looks like they should be all right to go. The Chiefs, however, Trey Smith and Juwan Taylor. We know that Josh Simmons, their tackle, is on IR. He is going to miss at least four games, so we know he'll miss this one. But Juwan Taylor and Trey Smith, again today, did not practice. Taylor with the triceps injury that's really holding him back. And then the ankle of Trey Smith. Trey Smith missed the last game. And then Juwan Taylor came out at halftime and didn't return. So that could be – they're still on track right now where they may have three backups in on the offensive line. So those are key things to watch.
Yeah. So for me here on this one, it's Trey Smith. I mean, I don't care who you put out on at the tackle position for the Chiefs.
They were going to have a problem anyways.
Well, with Will and Daniil, you're just going to have to. It's not like you're going to go, oh, well, Juwan Taylor can't play. Now we're going to have to help our tackles. No, you got to help your tackles anyway.
Yeah.
That's going to have to be a big part of what you do anyway. The Trey Smith, potential, issue there is good for the Texans. But I just mentioned, I think the way the Chiefs have a chance in this game is to run it. Not to have a chance. That's awfully aggressive. But the one thing that you got to believe they're going to try to do is run the ball downhill inside the tackles. And Trey Smith gives you the better opportunity to do that than a reserve guard. So he's the one that, if for the Texans fans, if he doesn't play, boy, what you would view as an advantage for them may be less of an advantage because their best interior offensive lineman isn't playing.
Yeah. So those are big ones to watch. There are key injuries on both sides. Tomorrow is a big day to watch to see where these guys land and if they have designations of being out of these games.
If I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go.
5 o'clock fire.
Just found a way to use it, didn't you? Just wanted to get that voice in there. I'm surprised you hadn't dropped it in more times this week.
You're just ready to go, man.
I feel like you're about to maybe stay up there to about 10 o'clock to really get some of the best ones. I told you back in the day, we used to do a segment called Make Mahomes' Voice Sexy Again, and we used to play ballads and slow jams behind his press conferences to make his voice sound sexy again. So,
hey, old Kermit the Frog here.
There you go, baby. There you go, man. And yeah, it worked. All right, big Thursday night football game. I'm certain a little bit later on, T-Mill's best bets, that he's going to try to redeem himself for these football bets. They have been going really, really well, except for Monday Night Football. But Cowboys, Lions tonight, 3.5-point favorites are the Lions in Detroit. A lot of people believe, along with the Texans, the Dallas Cowboys are the hottest teams here lately, outside of, I guess, the Patriots and the Broncos. They both won like 10 or 11 in a row or whatever. But the Cowboys, one of the hottest teams in the league, just coming off back-to-back wins against the two Super Bowl participants. They go in, and they are 6-5-1, and they're really, really hot. But, Clint, if they lose tonight, I mean, with the way that the standings are in the NFC, they really find themselves in trouble, even though they have really come on late. Because unlike the AFC, like 9-4 right now is the seventh spot with the 49ers, and then this would drop them below what would be an 8-5 Lions team if they were to lose this game. So this is a huge, huge game for the NFC in the playoff race.
Yeah, it's a big game, and there's no doubt about that. And look, I mean, these are two teams that have been, I think, trending in a different direction. The last time I watched them, the Cowboys looked like one of the better teams in the league. And it looks like the Micah Parsons move with the Quinnen Williams bring in, it looks like the way that they've reshuffled that deck, it looks like it's working out for the Cowboys. This is a major test, obviously, right here for, with the Lions. If you beat the Lions, they would have beaten the Eagles, the Chiefs, and the Lions 3 out of 3 weeks. That'd be an impressive run for the Cowboys, a convincing run for the Cowboys that this is a different team. And like I said, the interesting thing here is I would typically say that at Detroit, this is 10 out of 10 Lions. I'm betting Lions all day long. But when I watched the Lions last week, I believe it was against Green Bay on Thanksgiving. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I mean, Jared Goff did not look like himself. He looked out of sorts. I'm not real sure that the offensive coordinator, the offensive play caller, with Dan Campbell having taken play calling duties from him, I'm not real sure that that's going as smooth as they would hope. You know, replacing Ben Johnson, who's killing it right now at Green Bay, I don't know if that's going as smooth. So I think there could be some problems brewing in Detroit. Amon-Ra St. Brown got injured last week. I didn't see if he's playing this week, but
he hasn't practiced all week. He's a game time decision.
Well, there you go. I mean, it's that little running back they got, Jahmyr Gibbs, is the one thing you can take to the bank. He's going to be an absolute problem. I don't know if that's enough to outscore the Cowboys, who are hot right now. So this is a monster game for them both. And like you said, if the Cowboys can win, not only do you position yourself to be in the playoff conversation, but boy, you've won 3 of 3. That's awfully impressive.
Yep. They're in a similar vein of the Texans, right? They had a 3-game stretch where they played the Eagles, the Chiefs and the Lions, and I think most people thought, well, this is going to determine their season, and I don't know if many people thought they would come out of it well. Like, I think that stretch of Bills, Colts, and Chiefs for the Texans, but very much like the Texans, they have started off pretty well with that, winning the first two, and we'll see if they can get this one here. And I think right now Dak Prescott could have a chance to really put forth an MVP case
if he
does this back-to-back Thursday night primetime games, really three games in a row, because every that Eagles one was basically primetime as well. And there's a chance where we're seeing him on TV and he's, in a way, dragging this Cowboys team, because he just outplayed Jalen Hurts. He just outplayed Patrick Mahomes. And now he's got another one up against Jared Goff.
Well, it's definitely there for the taking. The names you mentioned, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, obviously Joe Burrow. Now you can add Jonathan Taylor, who was on the early list this year. I mean, look, I'm trying to rack my brain, the top teams. I mean, who now?
Stafford, I would say, is probably the leader in the clubhouse. Yep. Maybe Drake May.
There you go.
Then I think Dak. I think those are probably the top three.
Well, I mean, look, that is the point well made right there. You don't have the big horses that are in the race, maybe the exception of Stafford. And so it's there for the taking. And if Dak – I mean, if the Cowboys can win, it's going to be on the heels of Dak scoring a bunch of points and having a monster game. And and so, yeah, I think that's very, very real. If they win this one, he could very easily be in the MVP conversation. Hell, he could be the front runner.
Yep. All right, coming up, let's have some discussions on C.J. Stroud. And really, this is really influenced a lot by many of you, listeners, Texans Twitter, Texans fans, about things with C.J. Stroud. We'll discuss that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That coming up next.
Musical chairs with the offensive line again. Again. Musical chairs with the offensive line again. Again.
It's a thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 99 in Spring, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Not no more, T. No musical chairs, hell.
Oh, yeah, it is done. By the way, if you missed our interview with Trent Brown, I'd say you should go look at it. Open up the show in the 2 o'clock hour right off the first segment, right in the first segment. We were able to sit down and talk with Trent Brown. Really, really good, fun interview, and it had the best of it. Had some fun. It saw some personality, and kind of gave you a glimpse of I think why we're seeing this offensive line make some changes. That's right. So check that out a little bit earlier in the show in the 2 o'clock hour. All right, Clint. There are some people, and I promise you, as soon as we start this conversation, it's happened all the time, that has feelings that maybe they'd be in a better spot if the Texans would be in a better spot if Davis Mills was playing, or even maybe not even that far, but man, there's some stuff that Davis Mills does that I wish CJ would do as well. And I am just – I'm curious how much you buy some of these things. And I've been just kind of jotting them down, saying I wonder if Clint agrees with these thoughts from many people in the fan base. And 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, I'm sure you will jump in and get involved in this. Like, I think right off the bat, we both believe that C.J. Stroud should be the starting quarterback, right? I think we both believe that right now. Yep. And their best chance to win is with C.J. Stroud. But it don't mean C.J. Stroud is perfect, and it doesn't mean that there's some things that maybe you look at and you see what Davis did, and you're like, oh, I don't know, maybe. I mean, I can't go as far as to say, you know, what some people will text in or tweet in. No, I think we'd have lost to the Bills if CJ would any of that. But I wonder how much you buy some of these things. And these are some things that I've seen. Texans Twitter, text in from the text line, YouTube and Twitch. That Nick Caley, Clint, some people feel like Nick Caley is able to run his offense better while Davis Mills is in the game. Is that something that you buy?
I think Davis Mills is quicker to commit to what they want offensively. Yes. Does he run his offense better? He's ran his offense better this year than the best we've seen this offense is when Davis Mills has been the quarterback. They scored 19 points in a quarter, so that would be the best that we've seen probably.
Outside of that Baltimore game.
The Baltimore game was pretty good.
Niners game was good. I think that's another one, CJ, without Nico and Kurt.
Yeah, look, I think right now, I think if you look at Nick Caley's offense and what they're asking of the quarterback, I think the commitment level is higher with Davis Mills. The willingness to go outside and take risk and take sacks and get behind the chains, I think, is greater with CJ in the game. And so, yeah, I think it's probably fair to say if we're just talking offensive football the way that they want this offense to look right now, is Davis Mills, you know, is he more committed and to the offensive philosophy? Yeah, I would say that.
But there's probably I think Nick Caley probably feels more comfortable to think, all right, exactly what the play is drawn up, Davis is more likely to run it. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean like that's the best thing all the time in each play, because sometimes that play may be a dead end or going to that spot may not be the best thing for that particular play the way the defense is set up. But I do think there is a thought of like, all right, if I call this – and the way we envision this thing to go, I bet Davis is probably more apt to do that. But I don't know if that necessarily means it's easier for him to run his offense.
I think he probably sticks to the plan a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think he manages the game better and probably more consistently than C.J. Stroud, which is what this offense wants him to do. And so you know, obviously the ceiling's not as high and you know, with Davis in there, but is he a better fit for this offense? I think it's probably fair to say.
Yeah. Another one
we'll see. I mean, CJ's got a lot of these questions. He's got work to do. He's coming. He's got work to do.
Another one, someone jumped in with the that they believe Davis Mills is a better leader than C.J. Stroud for this team.
Yeah, I think the use of the word "better" is hard for me to respond to. I don't think it's fair. I guess I think Davis Mills is who he is. I think he's very comfortable in his skin. I would never say David is. I mean, Davis is a alpha leader on this team. I think he's very comfortable in his skin. I think when you're the quarterback, I think it's contagious, and I think that monotone, never too high, never too low vibe really works at quarterback, again, in this offense. And I think he's very confident in it, and I think it's authentic. I think CJ hadn't found himself yet in that department. From a leadership perspective, I think CJ Stroud leaves a lot to be desired, and I think he's still learning who he is as a leader on the football field. I firmly believe that.
I don't think either one of them are guys that I would say these are leaders.
I agree.
I mean, like you said, I think Davis does his thing, and I think he is somebody that you don't think is flustered.
And in adverse situations, yeah, that's a plus.
Yeah, but I don't look at it thinking like these boys are like this is the guy that they're looking towards. Like, he's about to step up and be the guy that everybody goes to. He's about to be the guy, yep, that's in the middle of the way Aziz was on the field against the Colts before the game. Hell, I'd say I'd probably put my money on CJ that would be more of that. The guy that in some way speaks up like that. So I don't know that either one of them are great guys now that you would look at as leaders.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think either one of them are great leaders and like pillars you build around. I do think one is very comfortable in who he is and what, you know, how he plays and what he can and can't do, and that's Davis Mills. And I think CJ is still uncomfortable and trying to find himself in that light. So yeah, I would say I wouldn't say better leader. I think a more established leader and he knows who he is. So if that's better, so be it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. And then I think on the field, more on the field stuff, I think this is a big one I see a lot that people seem to have issues with when it comes to CJ. And I think when they watch Davis, that comparison, and that's him going through his progressions and seeing where the ball should go each time. They think that is something that Davis Mills is definitely better than. I've seen that a lot.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. I think if you look at, you watch the film, I think that when you talk about, you know, getting through your progressions quickly, even to the point of eliminating half the field pre-snap before you ever snap the football and just going to 3 and 4, I would say that Davis Mills is better at that. Yes.
Yeah. 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 Well, I think maybe better because my man CJ is looking. I think he is. I think there is a more of a, all right, let me hold down for maybe the big, a little bit more than Davis is looking at the big play potential down.
The reality,
and sometimes that's gotten him into trouble.
Well, the reality of it is when you've got a limited skill set, as Davis does, relatively speaking, you play within the system. You are a high level processor. You're more apt to stick to the plan instead of go off script. You're going to take less risk than the other guy. And CJ's cut from the cloth of, I mean, he's a ball placement specialist. He's a big arm guy. He can make throws that other guys can't make. He can afford to be late on throws to the sideline. He can afford to be late on slants. And so he has a tendency to look guys off a little longer. And you know, he's young, so he doesn't necessarily always eliminate half the field, you know, the 1-2 first and before the ball's ever snapped, and then just get on to 3-4. So, yeah, I think Davis Mills gets through progressions better. I think he probably processes at a higher level at this point. And a lot of that has to do with it's the only way he's ever had to play the game. right? CJ's got a longer leash. CJ can do things that Davis can't, and so sometimes that stunts your growth as it pertains to progressions and processing.
Well, all right, coming up as we continue here, we're looking at the Kamari Lassiter situation. We're looking at some of the injuries they have in the secondary, and as we know now, they have three spots open on the roster. There's been some connection with some guys with the Texans potentially wanting to come in. Should they take this serious? Should they be looking at adding certain players? We'll do that and discuss that coming up.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buy the kneecap off.
Playing some football on Thursday night.
Take your other kneecap.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 99 in Spring, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, as we continue here live, been a great great time here. Buffalo Wild Wings out here in Spring. We always enjoy ourselves. Shout out to the bartenders and the waiters and waitresses who have taken care of us and everybody who's come out here on a Thirsty Thursday. Shout out to Bud Light, as they always help us put together a great
They're still here?
Great event. I didn't even see, I think the Bud Light girls dipped off. I think you scared them off when you yelled at them.
I did?
You yelled at them.
They didn't like my tone?
They didn't like your tone.
I'll be damned.
You know that's gotten you in trouble before.
Yeah, it does. It's on the daily.
but no, shout out to them. Shout out to our guy Shay and our promo staff who has done a great job as he always does. Matt keeping us on the air and on YouTube and Twitch. As our engineer, and Tyler, of course, holding it down back at the station and keeping us on the air. Everybody who played a part in getting us going on this Thirsty Thursday, not an easy gig. We appreciate everybody's hard work. And remember, coming up behind us, Texans All Access, the Hall of Famer, John McClain, will join the fellas to preview this big game against the Chiefs coming up Sunday night.
Make sure he bags it.
Yeah, I know he will. And also, following that, a little Thursday night football courtesy of the good friends at Westwood One. I know there's some Cowboy fans out there and some Cowboy haters, so go ahead and take a listen on Sports Radio 610 as the Cowboys and the Lions get going in a big, big NFC playoff potential matchup or NFC playoff ramifications matchup in that game coming up. After Texans All Access, so stay tuned for that. T-Mill's best bet's coming up as well, and he's on a roll, folks. Back-to-back days at 80%, 4-for-5 on back-to-back days, and looking to get completely in the green, 8-of-14 on the week. So stay tuned for us as Tyler is rolling, and you know, outside of Monday, the football bets have been strong for Tyler. So
let's get back to that.
Just got a chance to make a little cash. Somebody had a question on Twitter for you, Clint. They said your assessment of Mills being the better processor Why is that not playing out eye test wise on the field? Why did the offense not move most of the games he played?
Well, to be fair, the offense hasn't moved most games, period, regardless of who's at quarterback. So that there's that. So, I mean, we're not talking about one guy's in there like processing at a crazy high level and scoring a bunch of points and the other one's not. This offense is inconsistent as it is. And I would argue strongly, confidently, that if you watch the film and you compare the two from a processing perspective, from the ball being out on time, from you know,
I was going to say, explain exactly what processing is. Otherwise.
Well, processing is much bigger than much broader than what most folks hear when I say the word. Most people think literally one guy's smart, one guy's dumb, or one guy's smarter than the other guy, and it has nothing to do with that. I mean, when you talk about processing, it's getting to the line of scrimmage and deciphering what the defense is doing and directing traffic quickly. It's getting to the line of scrimmage and going, okay, the defense gives me this look, and I've got a bad concept to my left versus this look. So I'm going to eliminate my what would be one and two in my progression. I'm going to work right to three and four because of what I've already seen. So I'm processing, and I'm eliminating half the field, speeding up my read. You know, you look at, you know, just some different throws and how quickly they come out of the quarterback's hands, whether it's by design because you're physically more gifted or you're not processing at a high level. CJ tends to be late on a lot of throws. You know, CJ seems to see the rush and not get back down to his check down when he is working high to low. And so there's several layers of processing. I think both of these quarterbacks are good at processing. I've seen CJ be elite at processing, so I know it's there. But right now in Kaylee's offense, I would say from a processing grade that Davis Mills, the little bit we've seen, has probably processed better at this point. But you know, you look at him, one guy is relatively speaking limited from a skill set, and so his whole ID, his whole the way he plays the quarterback position, Davis Mills, is within the system, processing, getting the ball out of my hand, throwing the ball on time, anticipating. And then you've got another quarterback that has the ability to hold the football and stretch the field. You've got another quarterback that's able to be late and throw into windows, throw into tight windows, force the ball down the field. He has the ability to do that. How he manages it is going to ultimately decide, you know, if he wins or loses. You know, I'll be honest with you, I don't know that this is the best offense, the best scheme for C.J. Stroud. I think this is by far the best scheme for Davis Mills.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot goes into it. It's not a smarter, dumber. It's not what most people want to make it out to be. And right now I just think that if you look at the film, I mean, Davis Mills was really good when he was in there from that perspective.
All right, before we get to T-Bill's best bets, Clint, as we talked about yesterday, now with the Tim Settle injury, they even have another roster spot as he's been placed on IR for the remainder of the season.
Yep.
They've got three roster spots. And here in the last couple days, Clint, two guys that are not on anybody's team that haven't played all season that have been Pro Bowlers. And I'm not sure on Justin Simmons, but I know Matthew's been an all-pro at the safety position. They've both come out and expressed, yeah, I play for the Texans. I would play for the Texans. We understand, man, it's December. These guys haven't been in camp. They haven't – well, maybe Matthew played a little bit of camp, but I know he retired early before the season started. They haven't played in weeks, and they're right in it. Are those guys that you would seriously give a look at to potentially add to this team, guys like a Tyrann Mathieu and a guy like a Justin Simmons who haven't played all season long?
Well, I mean, I got to see what kind of shape they're in. I mean, nowadays these guys, the training facilities, it's not crazy to think that they could help you down the road. I mean, my thing with these players is if you are, now's the time. You know, these are guys that you're going to get in the building, and it's going to take 2 or 3 weeks before you even know if they can help you. And so if they're in great shape, if they're a good fit, you're making the decision for the long haul. You're making the decision for a playoff run. You're not making the decision because, you know, you lost to safety and Reed last week. You know, that's where I'm at with these guys. Is sure they're good players, and sure they can help you. They're not going to help you this week. They're not going to help you before the Indy week to end the season. I mean, these would be playoff type ads if you bring them in. Guys that haven't played football all year long, to sign them and think that you're going to plug them in and it's going to be a plug and play situation. I think that's awfully risky.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Like to me, like, do you think any of those guys in a month are going to come in and be better than what Miles Bryant has given you?
No.
Yeah, you know, and.
Nor are they. I guess.
I'm just saying they haven't played
Simmons,
all season.
Simmons is going to be a safety. I mean, that Miles is a guy that's super versatile. That can
play
do
a lot
things.
Of spots. Yeah.
Simmons is going to be a safety, and I don't want to disrespect Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger. I mean, there was a time when he could do it all. I don't know that now's that time. So I mean, you're talking about different players. Like I said, you're not bringing
them 3 or 4 months off.
But yeah. You're not bringing these guys in to replace a Miles Bryant or to fill in for a Miles Bryant. Miles Bryant's going to be a part of this team and a part of the game plan moving forward. No matter what moves they make, period, point blank, that's going to happen. Now these guys are coming in. So if Eric Reed can't come back, you know, one of these guys would come in so that if something were to happen to another safety, I don't even know what they're going to do. I don't even know who they're going to use the safety position, to be honest with you, with Reed being out. Did it say Eric Reed? Is
yeah,
that
you
right?
said Eric. I was trying to figure out who's trying to get to.
Eric Reed, is that the receiver?
Eric Reed is another safety.
Reed, the kid that played it.
Justin Reed.
Yeah, they're just – no, I'm talking about the Reed that's
– I know who you're talking about now.
Jalen.
I had about an 80% shot
about
it with Jalen.
Yeah, I was going to say, when in doubt, just say Jalen.
There's another Jalen. Eric Reed is took a knee with Kaepernick.
You know, but none of these guys are coming in and helping you the next couple of weeks. I mean, you're going to ride Miles Bryant as far as you can at this point in time. You bring one of those guys in, it's to keep from being in the situation you're in right now in the first round of the playoffs. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how realistic that is.
Yeah, I don't know. Those guys have just been out. That's why they turned to somebody who's on somebody's practice squad been practicing.
I think being aggressive after Darius Slay would have been
– That would have made
more sense. And he was on waivers, which, by the way, I didn't even know this veteran waiver thing was a thing. I thought if a veteran was waived, I thought they were cut. I didn't know they were waived.
They could go to anywhere.
But you know, now – you know, if you would have claimed him, I think you're in line ahead of Buffalo had you claimed him. They obviously didn't. That would have been, right now, knowing this with the Kamari Lassiter thing, that would have been a good get.
All right, T-Mill, let's get to you. T-Mill's best bets. He's rolling hot. A little Thursday night football action again. If you do not remember what he says here, go to @T-MillRealDeal and you can find his bets. What you got tonight?
Yeah, that's how you answer an 0-4 start on Monday.
You go
8 for the next 10. No biggie. Yeah. 8 for 10, people. Follow me to the money. We're going to get back on track with the NFL bets as the Lions and Cowboys get week 14 for the NFL started tonight
in Detroit.
Hot since
his birthday, folks. Hot since his birthday.
Hot. That's what we want to do, put money in pockets. Here are your 5 best bets. I believe this line has shifted just ever so slightly with a hook to the Lions being favored tonight at -3.5. For the record, I would still bet that one. I would lock that one in, but I got it at -3. -3, -3.5, I think they're going to – that's might be the automatic bet of the night.
Love it.
Next, I'm on the under, but I did tease it. Ooh. Last I looked, the over-under for Cowboys Lions tonight was at about 54.5, I think. I teased it up a whole point to 55.5. Just get a little extra cushion, but I'm on the under 55.5.
Really? Okay.
But I have an over in the first half. For the Lions team, the Lions squad, just them, just Detroit in the first half, I'm on over 13.5 points tonight. George Pickens is your first player prop. Cowboys pass catcher. I got over 5.5 receptions. I think that one might be close, but I think he at least gets to 6.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
And then lastly, the guy we mentioned earlier that's been balling out all year running the rock, Jahmyr Gibbs, Detroit running back. I'm on over for his rushing yards, which I got at 76.5 rushing yards for Gibbs. Those are your 5 best bets. Tune in as Dan Campbell's Lions win tonight. And you know, Larian Stafford, I'm sorry, you might not know this, Dan Campbell's an Aggie. He played Aggie football.
Okay. There was no reason for that.
No matter what happens tonight, he's going to be getting to cheer his team on, chasing a national title on like the Longhorns, you know.
I like a lot of what you got here. I like the Lions -3. I like the Gibbs, the Pickens bet. So you got a chance to make some more cash. I would jump on that at T-Mill Real Deal if you missed those. Tomorrow, come hang out with us. will be in Houston, right at Raven Tower. Raven Tower, come hang out with us. 310 North Street, come hang out with us on a little Football Friday as we get you ready for this big game with the Texans and the Chiefs. So come hang out with us. Prizes for you to win, your chance to win future Texan tickets. So don't miss out. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Shout out to Trent Brown for joining the show as well. I am Ron, the show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. We was just talking to you about this, Trent, man, and I was thinking about you. I had to fly back home, and I'm thinking to myself, boy, I don't know if they could pay good money. They could pay Trent enough money to ride in the middle seat on a Southwest flight to Kansas City like I took.
Man, if we're going to play some ball, it ain't that long of a flight. I'll make it work.
The flight attendant to say, all right, we got a full flight coming, and then you come rolling down the middle of that aisle. Oh. Nothing but middle seats left.
All right, thanks, Tyler. Let's roll.